Hello, this is Eric Langer. I am the managing partner at BioPlan International. We recently wrote an article for Bioprocess International, Biopharm Unhappy with Suppliers' Progress in Single-Use Hookups. The concern here is that single-use equipment vendors are failing to meet biopharma companies, their customers' expectation in a number of key areas. We found this in our annual report and survey on the industry, and we found it in proprietary a custom study we did specifically in this area. To summarize it, essentially three-quarters of respondents to the study indicated that standardizing is very important, but only 28% report being satisfied. So there's a 47-point gap between the importance of this particular issue on standardization and their satisfaction. That's a pretty significant difference. So what do users want to have standardized? In our study, annual study, we found out that there are a number of areas ranging from characteristics testing, which is virtually everyone, to materials, which has grown significantly as single-use products have increased this recent year, all the way to connector compatibility, which is the focus of this article, where we found that 88% of respondents are saying we can't connect our single-use devices properly. One of the questions and issues is that, of course, standardization is not a real simple choice. One of the questions, one of the most simple, is do you want gendered or genderless connectors? And as basic as that. There's a strong desire among end users for connectivity, and that a majority of the end users are now coming to realize that this not being able to connect your products is going to inhibit their ability to expand the use of single-use products. One of the follow-up questions we asked at the end of that study was to respond to the comments on their choice for gender versus genderless. Why did they suggest this? And the single largest consideration was risk mitigation. Essentially, the concern among respondents and the decision makers in this industry is that gendered versus genderless connectors, the gendered connectors reduce potential for screwing up connectivity on one hand. On the other hand, genderless connectors do a number of operational benefits that you don't get from the gendered connectors. So, in other words, while respondents would prefer to deal with the simpler genderless connectors that require less inventory, their single largest consideration and concern is that if you go genderless, you have a risk problem. And that's so some of the comments we got in favor of gendered connectors are consistent with gender sterile connectors are more reliable, in my opinion, or things like there's a lower risk of incorrect use for gendered connectors. In favor of the genderless connectors, we found comments like it allows the flexibility to choose which attachment to make at a given point in the process, and you always want to make this as simple as possible. So, in summary, while it may involve some tough financial decisions in the short term for the suppliers and the designers and the engineers for single-use connectivity and devices, that standardization may be necessary to continue the development and the expansion of single-use markets. And realistically, this is not a regulatory body activity. It's about the vendors, the suppliers, the designers, and most importantly, the end users' demand that's going to spur the effort and the opportunity to move single-use and connectivity forward. Thank you.